period of time when you had high unemployment and network marketing really wasn't doing well because of the lawsuits. But they had to clear this up. And this was when it was cleared up. In the 1970s, Amway was the one that cleared it up. So now, the cloud of the pyramid scheme question was cleared up. Now there's clear delineation between what is a network marketing company and what's a pyramid scheme. And the government has that clear delineation, so now they know what to go look for. The last and arguably greatest network marketing growth phase began in 1990, the same year the U.S. went into our last economic recession. And we were in one now, but in 1980 to 84 were boom years for network marketing. We experienced recessions in 1980, part of 81, and most of 82. 1970 and 74 were also boom years for our business. The economy was in a recession for almost all of 1970 to 1974. The last half of the 50s and into the early 60s were years of great MLM expansion. The country was in recession from 57 to 58 and most of 60. Most recessions last 12 to 18 months. However, the end of a recession doesn't really mean that it's over. It doesn't really mean that people are back to work. You still have a slumping economy. It takes time for that to clear up. So people are still unemployed, and unemployment will continue. And so you've got 12 to 18 months past the recession, and this is important because I'm going to come back to this in just a second. You've got 12 to 18 months past a recession before you have it cleared up. Now, we've had 9 recessions in the last 50 years. During the 12 months immediately following the end of each, unemployment actually went up. Every severe economic downturn in the last 50 years has been during or immediately preceding every period of substantial network marketing expansion. I'm going to say that again. Every severe economic downturn in the last 50 years has been during or immediately preceding every period of substantial network marketing expansion. So when we go back and we look at the inception of network marketing and we start to see when the boom years occur, you can see that during downturns in the economy and high unemployment, network marketing really takes off. Now, this research was done in 2002. Now, why is it important now if this was done in 2002? Because the research could not predict what is happening today. Nobody could predict what is happening today. We've got economies all around the world that are shaky at best. We've got currencies that are held together by duct tape and bailing wire. We don't know what's going to happen, and we don't know how long this is going to happen. But what we do know as economists is there's going to be a problem, and it doesn't look like it's going to get cleaned up following the traditional trends. There's no economist on the planet that could give you a time frame, but it's certainly going to be longer than what happened in the past. Because in addition to all of what's happening, you've got baby boomers that are looking to retire. So if one were to conclude based on the information I've just given you, and I ran through those statistics in the beginning real fast because you don't want to belabor them. Just know that that there's history behind the network marketing industry and that it has gone through a lot of ups and downs in the economy, but every time the economy goes down and unemployment goes up, network marketing flourishes. Now we're coming into the current phase, and we could be in this for the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years. If you look at Japan's economy, they've been in a mess for 20 years. So whenever economies are in bad shape, our industry flourishes. We are right in the middle of a perfect storm. I mean, we could not be sitting in a better position in an industry that has the ability to give people solutions, financial solutions, to help them supplement incomes. We don't know what Social Security is going to do. And they're saying that now the baby boomers are hitting 65. Well, I don't think anybody right now can draw Social Security. I think you have to wait to 66 and 67 and then keep moving it out, unless you're drawing it early. If you're drawing it early, you're not getting the full benefit. In any event, people need to have a way to supplement their income. And they don't have the wherewithal anymore to go out and start a business because the economy took care of that. It eroded away equity in their houses. It eroded away money in 401ks and IRAs. So a lot of the money that they would have to start a business is not there. So in this industry, we now have a beautiful position for people to start and generate income with proper guidance for a minuscule amount of money. Send out cards is $450 with a $31 auto ship, auto points. So the point is that we now are sitting in a time that is perfect for us. It's called a perfect storm. We're right in the middle of it, and it's going to continue on. And this is a great time to learn an industry, to hone your skills, because this is a career. This is not just something that you do and just go through the motions. It's a career. And as you work through it, you will thrive and grow. And it just is going to be mind-boggling, the momentum that the companies start to hit. Now, everybody understands momentum. Momentum that you achieve when you're in your network marketing business, that your team starts to achieve. The companies start to achieve it. Now the industry's starting to achieve momentum. And I've seen statistics where we're 150 billion globally to 200 billion globally in the network marketing industry. It could go to $1 trillion in 5 years if these economies around the globe are still in the shaky position that they're in. So we are right in the middle of the boom, and I'm telling you, it's just as exciting as it can be.
We're really seeing a shift, a major shift in the way business is being done, and it's really taken many, many years for people to begin to realize that there really just aren't a lot of options out there. Dr. Ray, would you review real quick, just go over those 8 things one more time? I've had a couple of people ask if you could just say them one more time real quick for everyone.
Sure. The 8 reasons that are part of the perfect storm. One is the economy that we just talked about, and what's bad economic news to most people is good economic news, or is good news to network marketers. Then you look at demographics. Demographics is the pool of eligible prospects increasing at unprecedented levels. But that segment of society most ready, willing, and able to pursue network marketing is just exploding. I mean, that goes from 18-year-olds up to 80, 90. Wall Street. On Wall Street, the securities investors are looking for companies and industries that are about to rise up fast. They're looking for growth. They're not seeing the growth in the companies that they were, and so they're looking to other companies. Look what just happened today with Facebook. Goldman Sachs is finding a way to get around the rules to give Facebook, I think it's $500 million And they're not a public company. It's a privately held company. They don't have to disclose anything. So you can see Wall Street now trying to get into the network marketing group. Supply and demand, the greatest inhibitor of our industry's growth in the last few years, has been a huge supply-side glut of network marketing opportunities. Companies just cropping up all over the place. New blood. Our industry is about to go into momentum for the same reason that individual network marketing companies enter momentum, which, as I said a second ago, and you've talked about momentum, Jordan, before, as individuals do it in companies do it, and now the whole industry is in momentum. And a massive influx of folks who've never been in network marketing before are joining. It's not that you got to find somebody in another company and try to get them into your company. You can go out and just teach somebody who has never understood it before all about it and nurture them and grow them. The number six was positive media exposure. If the mainstream media could only find a way to make money from a typically non-advertising industry, I guess the question would be, would they have much greater incentive to promote the positive side? And the answer is yes, they would, and they found a way to do that. Federal regulation. More and better laws will be the number one legitimizing catalyst to the network marketing explosion. We now have clear delineation between what's a pyramid and what's not. So with the clear delineation, they know what is a legitimate network marketing company and what's a pyramid. And the FTC is pretty ruthless these days on shutting down companies that don't meet the test. And so if anybody ever got the question about is this a pyramid, you got to know where that's coming from. That's coming from the lawsuit that occurred in the late 70s with Amway. And so the answer to that is no, pyramids are illegal. And network marketing is a business model that has to follow certain structure. And then the last one is the current trends. And these are powerful. The current positive and powerful growth trends of the network marketing industry itself. We're seeing the business model kind of taking on a life of its own. And it's really, I just keep going back to the word momentum. So that's the eight
that's great.
That are all coming together. And we're right in the middle of it right now.
I think this is very exciting, very helpful information, Dr. Ray, and I want to thank you for lending your expertise to the call tonight. And I know you've gathered a lot of data to be able to share that. And so I want to thank you, and I'm going to go in just a moment here. I'm going to open the lines.